Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. It's been a day of chaos for those who were booked on domestic flights today. IndiGo's troubles deepened, stranding passengers and sending fares soaring. Swaraj Bengonkar reports that tickets on some routes jumped 4 to 10-fold, with a one-way seat from Delhi to Kolkata priced at a staggering 59,500 rupees. The airline's punctuality also slipped below 20% on Thursday. In a separate analysis, Swaraj explains why IndiGo was hit hardest by the new rostering rules. Travel platforms saw a surge in desperate last-minute queries as cancellations stretched into a third day. India is becoming central to Google's global strategy. In a wide-ranging conversation with me, Google's India country manager Preeti Lobana said the tech giant sees India as a deeply critical market despite tensions over Trump's tariffs. Pointing to the $15 billion data center investment in Vizag and the push to build AI models grounded in Indic languages as a signal of its India commitment. She highlighted how Google's business model is shifting from ads to YouTube subscriptions and cloud, and addressed publishers' concerns about AI and the challenges of deploying it responsibly. Lobana also hinted at a possible partnership with Tata, saying they're a critical partner. Watch the full interview here. As Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in New Delhi for a state visit, India's Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal acknowledged that bilateral trade is heavily skewed, with Indian exports to Russia stuck at under $5 billion, reports Adrija Chatterjee. Putin's visit has put the spotlight on rupee-ruble payments, defense procurements, and crude oil deals. While India's defense trade may be diversifying, Ishan Gera reports that New Delhi's reliance on Moscow for high-value missile and air defense platforms has actually deepened. The rupee whipsawed throughout the day. It plunged to an all-time low of 90.41 against the dollar, but then bounced back to close at 89.97, thanks to likely intervention from the RBI, writes Manish M. Suvana. Economists are warning that the rupee may weaken past 91 to the dollar if India and the US fail to reach a trade deal, adding that a weaker rupee could have a limited impact on imported inflation and the current account deficit for now, reports Priyansh Verma. Ankit Sapru writes that the rupee's weakness may lead to price hikes of items such as electronics, electric vehicles, and overseas education. A massive cybersecurity push is underway. IHIC Sur reports that a large-scale IT infrastructure audit is set to roll out across ministries and state data centers amid escalating cyber threats targeting public infrastructure. As the government probes ride-hailing giants Ola and Uber, Adrija Chatterjee and Bhavya Dilipkumar report that the investigation into their pricing algos is slowing due to technical complexities, with the government now seeking domain experts to examine potential unfair trade practices. And finally, as the RBI prepares for its monetary policy decision, do read Vivek Murthy's piece, where he makes a case for an exchange rate modified inflation target. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.